Welcome to the Health, Safety and Environment Podcast. This episode is brought to you by 360 Training, the leader in regulatory approved online training and certification across a wide range of industries and professions, focused on regulated training that helps ensure the health, safety and financial security of customers and employees for the communities they serve. What trainings would you like to take next? Save up to 30% off by the link provided below at atenciogabriel.com/training. And now, let the class begin. In the construction industry, we are all exposed to potential drop objects. When lifting a load, when working at an elevated height, when using tools, loose material, and debris left on a scaffold or on a mobile platform, the fact is that drop objects do harm and do kill. They occur everywhere during any type of elevated work. And what can we do about it? We must ensure the appropriate controls are in place prior to the work being performed. We must identify the hazard and eliminate the hazard. Before you start any task, consider the potential for a drop object. Before work commences, visually inspect the work area for loose items, material, or debris that could have a potential to fall from an elevated height. Check all equipment and structural fixings and ensure fastenings and covers are secured. Check that secondary retention safety systems are in place for items secured above the worksite. Where scaffolding is being used, check that tow boards are installed and that no additional or unplanned weight has been applied. When working at height, use only tools and equipment approved for working at height that has been inspected. Use appropriate lingers and tool bags. Set up exclusion zones, red barricades, beneath the work area and ensure the extent of the exclusion zone is appropriate in the event of a drop object. Check that grading is secure and use mats or wood where there is the potential for small items to fall through grading. Ensure grading is secured and tied off prior to lifting or installing. Where a scaffold, suspended work basket, and or mobile platform is employed, ensure tow boards, mesh, and or netting are installed. Where the task involves loading or lifting, ensure the lifting equipment and all rigging being used is appropriate for the task and in good working condition, inspected and the right type for load being lifted. Ensure containerized loads are properly stacked, stored, and secured from falling and or dropping when being lifted. What else could you do to avoid drop objects? Feel free to leave your comments and subscribe to stay in tune. Health, Safety and Environment, a podcast by Gabriel Atencio, industrial engineer, safety engineering specialist with international experience in the oil and gas, construction, manufacturing and warehousing industries. Sharing to the world articles, studies and lessons learned from incidents to work safer. How safe are you at work? Go to atenciogabriel.com and do not forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening and be safe.